Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, we're going to learn more about the James River Figure Skating Club, and we're going to catch up actually with an alum of the JRFSC. We have Hannah Jorgensen joining us right now and Lynn Lambricht. And Lynn and Hannah, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you guys for joining us. Excited to talk about the JRFSC. We talked about them before with the ice show, which wrapped up just earlier in March. And we're going to get a chance to talk to an alum of the James River Figure Skating Club. And we'll start there. Hannah, you skated with the Figure Skating Club for so many years. You started when you were young. And kind of tell us how you got involved and just where your love of skating has taken you now.
Well, I've been skating with the club for 12 years. And I started loving skating by watching the ice shows.
For sure.
I went with my family for a few years, and then I told my mom, this is something I want to do. She was a little hesitant at first, but she let me do it. And I mean, I'd say that just flourished into something that I absolutely love doing.
Right. And from there, obviously, doing the ice show and a lot of competitions and everything. And then when you graduated high school, did you have plans to continue doing it? Or was it just kind of one of those, okay, that's a part of my life. It's done. And I'm going to move on. Kind of what was your thought in that part?
After my senior year ice show, I was kind of, oh, I'm done with skating. This was the end. And then I packed all my stuff away, got rid of a bunch of stuff. And then I got to college. I was looking for a team or a club to join, and I saw they had a figure skating club. And I was like, all right, this is where we're going. It's time to go back.
Yeah. Yeah. So. And so you had like no thoughts about continuing on or looking for schools that had that, and it kind of just surprised you then?
Yeah. I had no plans to skate. I was going to just bring my skates with in case I went to like an open skate, but yeah. There was no plans to continue skating.
Wow. It's crazy kind of where that leads you, because again, not having any plans of continuing that and finding that is like figure skating collegiate. Is that like a big deal? Because I'm sure there's not many schools that offer that. And to find a school that offers that and you can do that still, I'm sure is pretty amazing.
Yeah, I didn't even know it was a thing until I got there.
Yeah.
So it was pretty cool to find out that you can continue doing it.
Awesome. So now that you're involved in that and everything, where's kind of that taken you now?
Well, I competed twice in California and we placed top three.
Wow.
Which means we get to advance to nationals in April. So a couple weeks from now. And there's 12 schools going, I believe. So okay. It's kind of the best collegiate skaters in the nation, which is
Dang. Pretty
awesome. Yeah.
Wow. That is really cool. So, I mean, it all started again with the James River Figure Skating Club. And now at the collegiate level, you're doing this, And I mean, is there anything that you're using from what you took from the James River Figure Skating Club that has really helped you at the collegiate level?
Definitely my coach, like the coaching I did with the younger skaters.
Yeah.
That helps a lot, because I know there's skaters on our team that need help with things, or all need help with things, and we all know how to help with it and fix things.
For sure. Yeah.
And definitely my skating skills. I mean, Mark taught me basically everything I know, and the coaches I had helped me. So Yeah. They kind of guided me direction I'm going. So.
Wow. It's amazing where like it's taken you on that. And again, Hannah Jorgensen, an alum of the James River Figure Skating Club, now skating at the collegiate level, heading to nationals your freshman year. I mean, that's gotta be mind blowing. So congratulations on that. And Lynn, with the James River Figure Skating Club as well. You've had some involvement with this too. You're a parent and you've had a couple of kids go through this, still have a child in it as well. And I'm sure you see from the parent side, just what this is doing for some of these young skaters out there, right?
The growth that you see from when they start as 3-year-olds and then advance on to their senior ice show. you know, it's not just a athletic growth, you know, with their athleticism. It's also in the team building skills that they acquire and the friendships that they nurture. My daughter Kira, who is currently skating, my third child through the program, she has developed these bonds, you know, that are unique to the figure skating community that she would not have otherwise. And so she absolutely loves it. And I'm sure that, you know, when she is a senior, you know, much like Hannah, she'll be going, okay, what do I do now? Yeah, you know, yeah. But, you know, we do want to invite people to join the club, come watch the club. The more families that we have, the easier it is to keep the club going. It's always you know, the fundraising struggles. Right. You know, right. It's because it is a private club that is completely funded by the parents and the club and the fundraising that we do.
Yeah. And I'll remind everybody again, Lynn Lambrecht and Hannah Jorgensen joining us right now, and let's talk about it. We're talking about the James River Figure Skating Club, and again, Hannah's and path to success and where she's at now with it. But I mean, both of you can probably attest to being at this private organization, but just how much success it's had, constantly going to these competitions, all these first places that always blow my mind when I learn how well they did over the season. It's a really successful program, and it's been that way for a very long time.
Well, that's the thing. We have an amazing coach, Coach Mark Vassarelli, who you know, has a great background before he even came to Jamestown, and then also has been with us for 22 years now. Wow. That's phenomenal, especially for, you know, the state of North Dakota, have the caliber of coach that we have here. And then also, you know, the length of time that he's been able to spend with our kids. He's been able to nurture them from basically their first day on the ice all the way up to their top, you know, level as a senior skater.
It's got to be something to watch. And of course, as Lynn pointed out, I mean, anybody is welcome to learn more about this and join the club.
Absolutely.
If they have a kid who's like, I want to do something, but I don't know what I want to do, maybe give it a shot, because there's a lot of opportunity with figure skating, as we learned from Hannah. So,
well, it's a lifelong skill that you can
use. Mm-hmm.
You know, like, even though Hannah is going on to the wonderful nationals and she's taking her competition level with her.
Right.
My other daughter, Erica, is in Minneapolis with her skates. That she just, hey, I'm going to go to the rink today and just, you know, skate around the rink a little bit, or, you know, she'll throw a few spins in every once in a while, you know, but, you know, it's just a fun skill to have, you know, throughout your lifetime. Too.
Absolutely. So the James River Figure Skating Club, a part of the Jamestown community for a very long time. And while the season's wrapped up right now, I believe, right, Lynn, we encourage individuals to learn more about the Figure Skating Club. When you guys return in the fall, I believe, right?
Right, right. We will be signing families up for skating lessons in about the middle of August. And actually, you can go online to jamesriverfsc.org and just take a look at, there's ice show photos on there right now.
Right.
There's information about signups. You can actually sign up online for figure skating lessons, and you can also pay online through the online system there too. So you can, all the information that you should want or need is actually on that site. And then of course, there's information about figure skating camps on there as well that we're not putting on ourselves, but they are available in the area, like Devil's Lake and Minneapolis.
Yeah. Kind of get that jump start into it.
Exactly. And if there's some kids that, you know, want to enhance their skills or, you know, do some extra this summer.
Definitely. Okay, perfect. So learn more about that. Go like their Facebook page, check out their website. Mm-hmm. And Hannah, anything you want to throw out there? Maybe there's a parent listening or a kid listening, and they're just like, I don't know, is ice skating for me? Anything you would say to encourage them to just like take that leap and give it a shot at least?
Skating is it's always been a very important part in my life. Mm-hmm. And I tried other sports, and this is the one that I always came back to. There's so much that comes with it. You learn time management. I mean, socializing. There's so much in this sport, and it's definitely something to try.
Yeah.
Even if you don't like it, you should definitely try it.
Perfect. That, I mean, and you should, because again, look where Hannah ended up, and Hannah going to nationals, obviously good luck with that, but is there anywhere they can go to maybe follow you as you continue your skating career at the University of Colorado Springs?
We do have a Facebook page. It's the UCCS Figure Skating Club.
Okay.
You just have to type it into the search bar, and that should basically be everything on us. I know we do have a UC giving page on the UCCS website.
Okay.
But besides that, it's kind of a tiny little club. We don't have that much on us.
Well, I mean, going from a tiny club to being at nationals, I mean, that's pretty impressive. So, yeah. So Hannah will be competing in that. Hannah or Lynn, anything else about the figure skating club or about figure skating in general that you want to throw out there?
Oh, just looking forward to seeing how Hannah does at nationals. It's going to be fun to watch.
It is. It'll be really exciting. And of course, we could talk to Judy Jorgensen. We could talk to your mom, and she's always about that too. And she's kind of staying connected with that too. So, I'll probably talk to her about that and see how you do. But Hannah and Lynn, thank you guys for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you.